This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Denver Broncos are in the NFL playoffs. The team secured their place in the postseason by beating the Kansas City Chiefs in Denver yesterday by a score of 38-0. They face the Buffalo Bills on Sunday morning in Buffalo for a spot in the next round. This is the first year the Broncos have made the playoffs since winning the Super Bowl in 2016. The respiratory virus, RSV, is gaining steam in Colorado with dozens hospitalized. Doctors say getting vaccinated is the best way to stay protected. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
There are two RSV immunizations recommended to protect infants from severe RSV, a maternal RSV vaccine given during pregnancy, or an RSV antibody given to infants after birth. Dr. Kevin Messikar is with Children's Hospital Colorado.
We're really hopeful that this season might be a little different. We may see fewer kids in the hospital with RSV that really hits our younger and more vulnerable population.
The CDC says RSV vaccines are recommended for all adults ages 75 and older and those 60 to 74 who are at increased risk. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Mesa County, a project to keep kids out of the criminal justice system is growing. The Lighthouse program will soon enter its third year of operation. Colorado Mesa University President John Marshall says first-generation CMU students assist the program by mentoring at-risk youth.
College kids who are first in their family to be here are such perfect mentors for those younger kids who need some help, right? Whether it's truancy or diversion.
The Lighthouse program is a partnership between Colorado Mesa University, School District 51, and the 21st Judicial District Attorney's Office. This is CPR News and KRCC.